Welcome aboard, everybody. Todd here. Yost is out there. We're back for another episode of the Throw It in the Ocean podcast. Yost, how we doing?
Not doing too bad, man. I had an early start to the day, and it feels like we got a. I've been awake forever, so it's nice to get the podcast rolling. Nice Sunday.
Absolutely, we're back on our pretty much normal schedule, Sunday morning podcast. So it's a little gloomy and dreary outside, so it's a good time to have a little chat.
Nice, it's nice here, man. We're creeping up on 60 already.
I wish we were in that same boat. So, yeah. Excuse me. While we got a decent amount of stuff to get into today, but before we do, I got to give a shout out right to our sponsor of the day.
Do it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Sharpay Pens, the choice pen for the NDFL, the National Dogfighting League.
Sharpay Pens. I don't know what goes on in your brain to even start putting these together. That one felt so out of left field.
Sometimes they just come out of the sky, kind of like the UFOs.
I really don't ever have like moments of where like something creative just slaps me across the face.
Sometimes I just see like Sharpie the logo and I'm like, Sharpay? Like, oh, it's dogs. Yeah. There's something there.
I think my brain just turns off most of the day. here's an interesting thing I stumbled across. The McDonald's introduced the drive-thru service because of the military. Did you know that?
No. How does that play?
So the first drive-thru was actually in Sierra Vista, Arizona, which was next to a fort. I don't know how to say it, so I'm not going to say it. During the time, like the first McDonald's, you'd park your car and you'd walk up and you would just order real quick and you'd be in and out in seconds. But the military at that time, the soldiers couldn't wear their military uniforms in public and they didn't want to change just to grab a burger to go back to base. So the manager decided to cut a hole in the wall and just let the military guys drive up and grab the burgers at a window.
That's
how the drive-thru started.
Was it done before? We can look this up in real time, but did we have like the A&W, like the drive-up style where they would come out at that point?
Yeah. So I actually watched the movie called Founder, which is about McDonald's taking over the world. And that's the reason why McDonald's was created, was because the drive-through craze, like the roller skates, the milkshakes, the old muscle cars and stuff, it was like too slow and unorganized. And so that's why they made like a station where you would park your car, walk up to a building, just like a window on a building, order, and then walk away. So the drive-thrus were there, but I imagine there wasn't a drive-thru near the military base.
Interesting.
So drive-thrus technically were there, but I don't even know if would we call that a drive-thru service, like an old A&W?
I don't think so. It's like drive-in.
That's a drive-in, yeah. Ooh, drive-thru is you're cruising.
I got a little echo on that one. By the way, just throwing it out there in case we end up with one track of audio. I have no like levels on my audio line, but hopefully it's working.
I see it on mine, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're good.
That's good. I'm just being a little nervous, a little paranoid, but no worries.
Yeah. Well, we're due for another tech mishap, I'm assuming, so.
I hope not. By the way, going back to that topic, can you imagine if there was no drive-through? And I was thinking about like Chick-fil-A. I tried to go there yesterday and the app was like broken, so I was like, maybe the drive-through will work. Definitely. I would have been there for an hour, but... What if it was drive-in only? Like, you'd have to have a freaking 5-acre parking lot.
Yeah. I don't go to drive-ins, obviously, because they're not really a thing anymore. Even, like, when Sonic was around and you and I used to go there every day for happy hour, we never, like, pulled in and just drank our little ocean waters. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
We just would go through the drive-thru and leave. Like, I never really wanted to sit in my car and do nothing while I ate. So
that's a good early pod recommendation. Go get you a large ocean water drink with the Sonic crushed ice. It's pretty good. If you've never tried
the old Route 44 size,
it'll surprise you.
Yeah, the Route 44 size, 44 ounces of just deliciousness.
Just that.
And the thing is, I see commercials all the time. Yeah, I see commercials all the time for Sonic food now, and they're putting out some interesting food items I'd like to try. So
they're doing lots of crazy stuff.
Yeah, like, good for them.
Interesting.
I think restaurants that don't innovate or do like new items just should kick rocks.
What's the worst one? What do you think the worst one is at not changing at all?
Chick-fil-A. I honestly think, yeah. Well, the problem is they're so specialized, like them and In-N-Out. They're on that bandwagon of do one thing really well. You know what I mean?
Hmm. That's true.
I think one of the worst is Arby's.
Oh yeah, you're right for sure.
Like, and when they do try new items, they're awful. Like. They did that, and I'm probably, there's somebody out there that loves it, but they do like a Thanksgiving dinner sandwich around Thanksgiving that's like turkey, stuffing, cranberry. Dude, it's disgusting.
Hmm.
But like, I'd even say McDonald's is there as well, because they're not doing anything crazy. They're just like, they're just putting a spin on things they've already got.
That's true.
Like Taco Bell will straight up make a taco shell out of a piece of grass. It was a vegetarian taco shell, and it'll sell like hotcakes.
It's true.
But you know, Burger King does pretty well. Speaking of, I'm going to shout out Burger King. It's my recommendation for the week.
Ooh.
Burger King has entered the chicken sandwich game. Everybody's putting out their own chicken sandwich, and I'm all for it. Burger King has entered the ring, and gosh dang it, Todd, if it's not a good sandwich.
Hmm. Interesting. I haven't eaten at a Burger King since I was like 18.
Yeah, they're the only time, I feel like I only went to Burger King like if I was desperate. But
is it still really cheap?
No, not really.
It used to be the cheapest one.
Yeah, there's not really a cheap restaurant anymore, I feel like.
Hmm.
But Burger King's got a solid spicy chicken sandwich. They're doing it good, so Go check that sandwich out and tell me what you think, because I like it.
Hmm. I will have to try it.
So other than that, I will dive into this topic. This is controversial. This is a hot take for the podcast.
Okay.
I think Taco Bell and I are breaking up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What happened?
We've had some rough patches in our throughout my time with them. It's like an abusive relationship, Todd. I know it's bad for me, but I continue to show up and let it just destroy my life. So it's always there for me when I needed it, but it was never in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? Recently though, the quality has been pretty low, and it could just be ours, you know, whatever, but, the quality has been pretty low. So I've been going to Taco John's lately instead. I'm going to the side chick.
So. I would pick Taco John's almost every day of the week, other than once I needed a break just to have one meal different. I'd go to Taco Bell maybe, but
yeah,
that's just me.
Yeah.
Plus I live in the place where Taco John's was born now. So
true. Yeah. So you've got like the best version probably.
Yeah, for sure. The corporate office is here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the one here is pretty solid. They overload all their food. They give you like lots of food. Just shout out to Taco John's. You know, I may never speak the words Taco Bell again on this podcast.
Mm, I wouldn't bet.
Yeah, you're right. I genuinely I was eating Taco Bell the other day, and probably like 2 weeks at this point. And I was genuinely disappointed in the quality. Like you always go into it with like a grain of salt, because you're not going to Taco Bell for the highest quality food. Sorry, Taco Bell and that sponsorship we were working on. You know that you're not going to get the best quality, and it's always different depending on each store. But like, either the employees there are really like messing up, or something's wrong. But man, the shells are like stale. I got a quesadilla without the sauce. You know, like they're out of stuff all the time. Like, I don't know, man. It's just. Just feels like they're not trying to keep me around anymore. So
what, I'm going to tell this story too, but what drive-thru were you in the other day when we exchanged a couple texts and a picture? Wednesday.
That was Taco John's.
Taco John's?
That was Taco John's.
So just, yep. Wednesday this week is in the morning, and Yost and I have a Snapchat streak going, but just send a picture or whatever we do in first thing in the morning. But so he sends a picture in the drive-through line. I'm literally driving my 1 mile commute to work. And I just responded and I was like, our mornings have been a little different. I was literally eating a piece of cold antelope steak with my hands. And I was like,
yeah,
oh, we're a long ways apart right now in what we're doing for breakfast.
We are. So the Wednesday routine is kind of interesting because like Taco John's is like not on my way to on my way to school. For my old place, it would be perfect, but this time it's not. So Wednesday, I take Carly's dad to a different job site, which is on the other side of town. And so I hit up a coffee stand. Shout out to Blue Spruce Coffee that I never get to do because it's literally on. It's like right next to the Wyoming border. Like I can't go there easily. So I always drop him off early, go hit up the stand because it's usually pretty packed. Go hit up the stand, and then on the way I just drive by Taco John's, and then I head over to the school. So like Wednesdays have been pretty solid. I get a nice coffee that I don't normally get, and then I get Taco John's. So
makes sense.
Speaking of that though, over by the Taco John's, and you know where I used to live, Todd.
Oh yeah,
in the apartments. That intersection is where the roundabout's going in town.
That's right. We talked about this briefly.
Yeah, they are pouring. It's being poured as we speak. Like they've got all the stuff lined out and they've started to pour certain sections of it. It looks like a nightmare already, but it's not like completed. You know what I mean? Like I can just picture people right now like forgetting that it's there and they just like go straight into it. So
Hopefully they did it. Hopefully it was designed right and implemented right. Otherwise it can be a mess, but who knows? I don't know who did it. I know that we didn't do it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work out. But like looking at just what they have now, it's just like one of the intersections basically just has a concrete barrier in front of it. Like if you don't know what you're looking at, it looks like they just blocked off the road and poured like a giant concrete barrier. Because the rest of it isn't completed to where you can go around it and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see. I pretty much will just avoid that side of town for as long as I can, just because who cares if I figure it out? There's, 10,000 more people that I got to figure it out. So, yeah.
Are there other ones in Spearfish?
Not yet. This will be the first and only.
Yeah. Or it'll be a big hit and they'll start putting them everywhere.
The only reason I don't think they'll do it is just because of parades. Like, stay with me here, but I feel like that really messes up with a parade.
I mean, you're probably right, but we didn't build roads to host parades.
well, we should, because they just need to be straight. No, because Spearfish loves a parade, Todd. We do a nice homecoming for the college, for the high school. We do 4th of July. We do a Christmas one. We do all that stuff. And it starts at the college. And I don't know, they might change it now. It used to start at the college and work its way down through and then all that stuff, like right down by where I used to live. So we'll see if they have to change it up. It'd be funny if they just got in the roundabout and like one forgot and they just like had to go a complete circle around it because they missed their...
And they just run into their tail turn. Like an old snake game.
Yeah. Yeah. I love a good parade, man. I almost love a bad parade.
I was going to say though, this might be controversial, but I think we may live in a world, in a society now where the parade is almost done. Like they're not...
No.
The parade was amazing when it was the 60s and the 50s and there was no, you had to rotary dial your phone and get a switchboard operator, but we're so connected now. Like you don't need to go sit on the street corner and get pelted by dollar candy. Cent candy, 1 cent candy.
I think parades are thriving, Todd.
I don't think Big Parade's doing well.
I think Big Parade is crushing it. They still do the Macy's Day. They still do the Rose Bowl.
Dude, that's going away. They're going to get rid of all those.
They did a Macy's Day parade this year, didn't they?
I didn't think they did.
I thought they did. And they just like didn't let people like watch.
No, because all the balloons would have had big fake masks on and I would have remembered that.
No, dude, they definitely did. They definitely did a 2020 Macy's Day parade. There was no in-person attendance.
I just assumed then there was like a giant syringe and like Snoopy with a mask on, Turkey with a mask on.
Dude, I would support a turkey mask. Anyways, speaking of that though, big news in the CDC world.
Yeah.
We'll touch on this quick, just now that we know that Todd's anti-vax. he's not. Listen to last week's episode. The CDC came out and said people that are vaccinated now don't need to wear masks, basically.
Yep.
And there's even some businesses that are like, yeah, you're vaccinated, come on in without a mask. Everybody else has to wear one. Okay, first off, how are you going to figure that out? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, you know they're not. I mean? They're like, not. There's no way to.
So far, the places that have said that they're going to let vaccinated people not wear their masks weren't doing a good job of making sure people were wearing them anyways.
Right.
Walmart's the first one that comes to mind. I watched people full on pandemic grab a mask that they were being handed by the employee and then throw it on the floor as soon as they were out of eyesight of that employee. You know what I mean? Like that's so it doesn't really matter. But what made me think about it is a lot of funny memes have been coming out about it. It's like a video of, you know, a guy wearing a mask and he's finally like, I'm vaccinated. I could take off my mask. And then as he's taking it off, he's like, but I don't want people to think I'm anti-mask and anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
So then he puts it back on and then he's like, but the CDC says I'm good to go. And they take it off again. And it's like, but I don't want people to think I'm Republican. And then he puts it back on. And it's just like him going back and forth. And he just takes it off. He's like, I'm not even going outside. So I think some of those are hilarious right now. It's just like, another one was like, how are people going to know where I stand if I don't have my personality identifier on? And it was like one guy's putting on the Trump hat and then the other person's putting on their mask. And it was just like, how are they going to know where I land on things?
I saw the same, like, I thought it was insanely telling, I guess, but yeah, that we're correlating how you feel about this to politics. Like they relate in my mind, but
no. And that's the problem is I think that's why everybody's arguing is because we're turning these like topics that have nothing to do with picking a side into picking a side. So let's just create that divide a little bit larger, I think.
Pretty wild. Just while we're on the topic, because I want to say it, and I'm sure we talked about it a little bit, but we both noticed a news story that was kind of hard to find again, but like several New York Yankees had tested positive and have COVID after being fully vaccinated. They did get the J&J. So
yeah,
I don't know what that means. But the other thing I thought was interesting that I didn't mention to you that I saw a story on, I think this was either from 2 weeks ago. I think it was about the beginning of the month. I couldn't find the exact time, but there was like a, I don't know what they call all those gatherings and meetings where directors and stuff get questioned by senators. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Just like a, it's like a,
I don't know what they call that.
It's not a trial, but yeah, it's a get together.
Yeah. Some form of a meeting, but they had all these health department directors. So like Fauci was there and several of the other ones. And somebody asked him and they asked all of the panel people, but they said, how many members of your staff? So of Fauci's staff are vaccinated. Yeah. He said only half.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's what it is, you know?
I thought that was pretty interesting.
We also had an interesting moment the other day, which I didn't really think anything of it until like kind of just now, where we took Ember in, that's my daughter's name, by the way. We took her in for her 2 month appointment where she got her shots. Which was kind of probably more scary for us. Like it was the first time that she cried and all that stuff. And it was kind of intense.
Yep.
But I just straight up asked the doctor, I was like, yo, what do you do when somebody genuinely comes in and says, we're not vaccinating? And it was, you know, great answer of, we just provide information, and talk about things that could happen. And then we make them sign a piece of paper, like basically releasing liability. And then they go on their way.
Yep.
Some people will delay vaccines, which I kind of understand. Like if your baby's smaller, you know, like almost to the point where they're like premature and they might be a little bit compromised, more than a regular full term baby.
Sure.
They might push it out 2 weeks, you know, whatever. They're not completely getting rid of it. So I thought that was interesting because that's got to be a tough conversation to have. Like, hi, you only want your baby to live 7 months? Sounds good. Sign this piece of paper. But the thing that I thought was interesting, the nurse had said there's a ton of things, like she recently had saw somebody that didn't get the vaccine and their baby caught this really rare disease because of it, like HIB-B or something like that. And there was like another one where the baby was super sick and everything. So I thought it was interesting because she was like pretty much saying like, oh yeah, we really, vaccines are super important. But then out of nowhere, kind of like a weird pause in the sentence, she goes, now, not all vaccines are good, mind you. And I was like, I just like, I kind of blew it off because I was like, whatever. But now that I'm thinking about it, what did she mean? And I'm not saying like coronavirus, but like which one did she think wasn't necessary?
No kidding.
I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. But, you know, whatever. She was the nurse and she was super awesome. I'm not like pushing her aside because she said the vaccines weren't, but there was one that she didn't believe in, whatever. But interesting. You know, I'm a big fan of the British accent, Todd.
Yep.
In fact, if I could have an accent, it would be a British accent. Our doctor, shout out to Dr. Bigwood. Yes, I said that correctly. Bigwood.
Sounds like a British
guy. He's an old, yeah, he's an older British dude. And he is amazing. Like when he walks in the room, his voice is so calm. Like you could literally be getting decapitated. He walks in halfway. You're relaxed. Like, I don't know what it is. The accent and the voice. How quiet he talks and everything, it's cool. He's a good dude. So shout out to him.
Nice. That's awesome. Always good to have that kind of level of comfort.
Yeah. The medical field is wild when you consider all the different people we've met through this whole process and like, the ones that rubbed us the wrong way, the ones that we really like that we'll never see again. Like, I don't know. It's crazy just to think like, how hard it probably is to find a good one. And I'm not saying all doctors are bad or nurses, but one that like, there's so many, you're not going to mesh with everybody. You know what I mean? And it's kind of an important person in your life that you want to mesh with.
Yep. So, for sure.
So we got pretty lucky, fortunate there. So
you didn't ask him where he stood on the COVID vaccine?
No, cause I'm pretty sure he brought it up when we first met him. And I'm pretty sure he said that it's the worst. Don't ever take it. You'll die. So no, I'm just kidding. I think he had like offhand mentioned that he had already gotten it and stuff. So
makes sense.
But yeah,
I feel like so let me stay with me here. If you're a doctor, I'm going to correlate this to myself. So I'm an engineer.
Oh, so you're a doctor.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just say all of a sudden, all of the bridges in the world were made of this new, never tested technology that I was, you know, confident in because I work in that field and it's like, yeah, it's going to work. But everybody was, or half of the people were afraid of.
Yeah.
I would drive on that bridge all the time because I would either trust it or I wouldn't. Odds are I would know that, you know, better than most. And I kind of got to think that a doctor is the same way. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're going to know better than most how they feel about it. So they're probably the best, like telling example of what you should or shouldn't do, but who knows?
Yeah, absolutely.
But there are doctors that are on both sides. So,
yeah, I mean, there's the famous doctor that everybody. I'm not going to look up her name because I don't care and I don't want to give her any attention on one of the biggest podcasts in the country. But there's that famous doctor that was like basically saying that vaccines will cause mental retardation, and if you get the coronavirus vaccine, you'll die because it's not meant to be in your body and all this stuff. She was also at the Capitol storming, kicking down doors and rioting basically. So, and like a full blown doctor, you know what I mean? Like not just like some lady, like a full blown doctor who spent 10 years of her life, you know, to get to that point.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. So, shout out to her for just making me feel better about my decision. I definitely think that like having it, cause I've stopped wearing a mask for the most part. Now when we went to the doctor, they require it and I'm fine with that. But like in school and stuff like that, like I'm not wearing it anymore. I mean, really nobody is. There's a few, and stuff like that, Walmart and everything, I'm not too worried about it. And I definitely get looks. You know what I mean? Like, why is this guy? But I also, like, should I just laminate my vaccine card and just wear it around my neck like a lanyard? And then people feel better about it, you know? I don't know, but it's weird. We're at a weird stage right now.
For sure. So. I thought it was funny that they changed that guy. And it's like, yeah, midweek last week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy that I just think saying, like, you can go mask-free is just, I think it's just a snowball for some crazy stuff about to happen. So, we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even know how to respond. When I saw it on my news feed, I was, I think I was driving. I think it actually happened on Thursday. But I just remember being like, wonder what's changed in the world in the last, you know, why today? Why not yesterday or a week ago? Or
right. I just picture there's somebody like typing. There's somebody like asleep at their computer because this Excel spreadsheet was just calculating numbers, and their glasses are up on their head and they're just like drooling. And then all of a sudden it just like dings that it's done, and they shoot up and they're like, oh my God. And then they just start running through the halls of Congress, just like trying to find Fauci. Oh man. So speaking of end of the world though, we watched Greenland the other day.
I've heard that's really good. It's been on my to watch, but we haven't seen it yet.
I'm not going to spoil anything. I love end of the world movies. I love a good revolution and I love end of the world movies. It was good. It was very well done. There was quite a few things though that really, really, really annoyed me. But when you watch it, we'll discuss it. But if you've seen the trailer, and I'm just going to say this, if you've seen the trailer for it and it says that there's a meteor that's going to hit, that's a planet killer.
Yep.
Do you try and outrun that? Do you try and find a way to survive that? Or what do you think? What's your thought process? A planet killer.
It's a good question. If that's if it's like going to wipe out the whole world, then yeah, I'd probably not. But right. If it's going to wipe out like half the world and the rest of the world is going to be dark and you know, it's going to be tough. Like I would probably still try.
You think? Cause planet killer to me assumes that like, even if it's like, it's like Yellowstone, it destroys like a giant chunk of the earth and the rest of the earth is going to be in a really bad spot. Like it's a planet killer.
Yep.
Cause you're going to like, other movies have touched on it and like, you know, dinosaurs and stuff like that, where like, cause apparently the one that hits in this movie is bigger than the one that killed the dinosaurs. But like the idea that the sun's going to be blocked out for years. So the temperature is going to change. Plant and animal life is going to die. And you come out of your bunker and you're like, what are we supposed to do with this? You might not even be able to breathe the air because there's so much stuff in it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's true.
So like at one point I was reading this thing from Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about all the different changes the earth went through. And there was like a 1,000-year, million-year span, because it's hard to even fathom those numbers, where there was just like shards of glass flying through the air with like 1,000-mile-an-hour winds for like 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So if you're like, you'll see why I asked that question in the movie or about the movie when you see it, because it's like, they just go to extreme lengths to not know. And I'd just be like, dude, I just want to sit on my couch, eat Taco John's, and just be vaporized. So I don't know.
It depends to me on how proximity, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're right at the edge of the Yellowstone like radius, for example. But if I lived in, you know, half the way, you know, 250 miles away, or even right next to it, like where we grew up, you know, definitely just going to be like, I'm going to just drive towards it.
Yeah, just
but being just on the outside, it's like, all right, got to make a run for it.
Yeah, I think with Yellowstone, you definitely got to make a run for it. But like, if they're like Yellowstone is a planet killer, you might be like, yeah, dude. Even if I'm in freaking the Middle East, I don't think I'm going to really worry about trying to make it through this. So
yeah, I saw. So weirdly related, I listened to a guy. I can't remember when it was, yesterday, the day before, but on a podcast, and he had a really, really interesting take on like saving the planet, you know, and all the climate stuff going on. So stick with me here and give me your thoughts. But he made a good point. He's like, it doesn't make sense for us to make the, we're so hooked up in saving the planet. Like, we're so worried about it, ruining it for everybody, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, we're to the point, you know, looking at like Elon Musk and looking at what we're doing, getting to Mars. China's going to have a rover land on Mars soon, or may have already done it just recently. And he's like, we need to be working on getting, you know, making our species interplanetary, because he's like, our planet will be fine. We're the ones that won't be fine.
Yeah.
Because he's like, look back at the history of it. You know, just go back to the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs got wiped out. The planet was fine. Yeah. The planet actually did amazing. It turned around and somehow created humans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Better. Like, the planet is capable of doing its own thing. We are not capable of sustaining ourselves. So, but I thought that was really a different take. I've never really heard anybody think about it like that or say it like that.
I think that's why Thanos from the Avengers is one of the greatest villains of all time, because like throughout the course of the movies, like, yes, he's a bad guy, but you almost like understand him because he's dealing with the same thing that all the other places he visited, his home planet, us, where we just, there's not enough. There's too many people and there's not enough and we're destroying everything we touch.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm just going to snap away half of everything. And then that sucks. But then, you know, through destruction comes creation, and it's like a forest fire. Mm-hmm. It burns down half of a freaking forest. And then, you know, years later, it's like twice as good.
The only thing, I totally agree. And the thing to think about too, is at some point, you know, a million years later, there's going to be need to be another Thanos, if you agree with that.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to get back to that same point at some time.
But. Yeah. There's always a need for a Thanos. You know what I mean? Like,
I want to put that on a t-shirt.
There's always a need for Thanos. That'll be our first merch. No, like, if you think about it, like, that's kind of how Earth has been. Like, it went through so many different phases of, like, trying to create things, didn't work, wipe it out. Trying to create things, wipe it out. You know what I mean? Like, until it finally got to us. And we think we're, you know, unstoppable because we, you know, we're thriving and we're living here. But like, we've only been here, what, 1,000 years? If that, I don't know the math.
Like 10, I think they're saying where, like 10,000 ish, you know, there's some remains that are like really early, you know, tracing back, like they're thinking could be up to 40,000, but very, very little. And that's a different, right. That's so not us. Like we view us today. Yeah.
So as modern man, as we know it, we've been around for 500 years, let's say. In the grand scheme of things, the Earth is billions and billions and billions of years old.
Yep.
So it's like, oh yeah, we think we're doing well, but no, like we're just in that phase of where life was okay for a little bit and then it ends, and then the planet's covered in lava or ice, and then 20 million years later, a plant pops up and then boom, new life. So
yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely.
There was a meme that my sister sent me. This is pretty hilarious. It was God talking to like angels.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, did you guys make those dinosaurs a little meatier like I asked you to? Like more muscly.
Yeah.
And they're like, meteor? Question mark? Like, and he's like, yeah, a little more muscly, a little meatier. And they're like, a meteor? Question mark.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Made me laugh pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one. Memes are great, dude. I think about memes haven't always been around, and I don't know when they started, but like memes are great because there's always a meme for any occasion, and there's always so many completely random memes that fits almost every occasion.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Like you'd be like, you'll see a meme and it's like something you've never thought about, but they captured it perfectly. Like, oh man, I don't know. I hope memes never die. I don't know if they will, but I hope they never die. But it also is super good. It makes really annoying kids.
Yeah.
Kids are just like memers.
What was our version of that, you think?
Well, our version of that definitely was like, I think, the beginning of memes. Cause we grew up with the internet. Probably like obviously way less advanced because we grew up in Two Boys and we had no internet provider, but like I think ours was like beginning interactions with other people from all over the place. And I just think of like Call of Duty lobbies or Halo lobbies.
Yeah.
Like those are meme centrals as well, where you get in there and somebody just starts screaming at the top of their lungs in the mic. You know what I mean? So like that's what kids do now. It's just they turn it into a picture with words on it. Like, and I don't know. I think pop culture and all that stuff and like the internet and everything was just coming to fruition where like there, memes were probably around back then. We just didn't realize it.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Just less like easily shared.
Yeah. I like all the, I like when I like some of the videos I see and it's like little kids, like middle school kids playing Call of Duty and they're just getting destroyed. And they're like, the one kid's on the mic and it's like, should we ask him? And the kid's like, I don't know, man. And he's like, just ask him and see what he says. And the little kid is like, yells out to his dad. He's like, Dad, can you help me in Call of Duty? I can't beat this. And the dad's like sitting on the couch reading a book and he takes off his like glasses. And then he calls his buddies, like his other buddies. One's like changing a diaper. The other one's like grilling or whatever. And they all like look at the camera and then they get on, put the headset on and they just start like dominating everybody just because it's like the old Call of Duty dads. I was like, yeah, that'll be me. So I don't know though. Kids are nuts now.
Yeah.
So anyways, speaking of that, I got a lot of positive feedback on you trying to figure out youth slang and like who people were, like who current famous people are. So a lot of people thought that was kind of funny that you had no idea who some of those people were. So I think I might throw a couple more at you here and just see if you know who any of them are. And I would have to do it now, but I think this episode I'll throw some more at you and see.
Okay.
See what you got. So
sounds good. But
what else you got on that fancy list of yours?
I got a few things, but one thing I noticed this last week, and I've actually had this thought before when I like was on time crunch and I needed to run, get on the road to get out of town. But yeah. there was a moment probably within the last 10 years where you could no longer go to a gas station and get like air up your tires. You can do it, but you have to pay. You have to literally pay for air.
Yeah.
And I was just like, now, I remember being angry at that. Even like, I remember it in college. So like maybe even a little more than 10 years.
Yeah, definitely.
And I saw somebody paying for air the other day. They literally have a credit card swipe so that you can freaking get air.
I've been in tough situations where I needed air and I had to do it. And it sucks. But here's the other side of it is I know of a couple places in town that have free air. That common sense right by my old apartment does it. But the problem with free air is the equipment sucks. Like, I don't know how many times I'd go to get free air for my bike or my car at that common sense. And there's a hole in the hose or the stem's broken or there's no air even coming out. You know what I mean? Like, so I'd have to go somewhere anyways, where when it's paid, at least it's like maintained and taken care of because nobody's using it.
Yeah. I don't know. What does it cost? I haven't ever done it because I have a compressor at home and I refuse to pay for it.
Well, some of them actually have pretty cool stuff where you type in the amount you want your tires at, and then you swipe your card, and then I don't know what it gives you, but it only gives you that much air. You know what I mean? Like 25, 50 cents maybe. And then there's other ones that you just like swipe and it'll give you 25 seconds, gives you like, or 25 cents gives you like a minute of air. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think you should just get a compressor.
That's so cheap though. Like how do you even credit card swipe for 25 cents?
Yeah. Your statement comes and you owe 25 cents on your bill because you just always pay it off every time.
Do they lose? They have to lose money on that, right? Doesn't it cost them like a certain amount to run a credit card? That's why some places give you a little discount for cash only.
I think that's only if they're using certain companies to handle their credit card stuff.
Could be.
Because like when you look at like Square, like when you go to like a local company and they're using like the iPads or their phones to do transactions.
Yep.
I definitely think those are, I think Square takes a piece of the pie.
Yeah. I think they do like a 1% or 1.75 or who knows, but.
Right. You know, what's the most frustrating thing in the world, Todd? Places that still only do cash only.
Where's doing that? I haven't seen one of those for a long time.
You know, Dough Traders, the pizza place that's here.
Oh,
they still do freaking cash only.
Interesting.
And there might be another place here in town too, but I refuse to go. Cause then they always are like, oh, well, here's an ATM. Yeah. You want me to pay $7 for an ATM fee? Kick rocks, kid. I don't know. It just drives me crazy.
I actually don't mind it. I mean, it's inconvenient sometimes because there are times when I don't have cash, but part of me like nostalgia. You know what I mean? Everybody should carry a little cash.
No, dude. Keep that dirty money out of your pockets, man. Nah. Just swipe your card, get your information stolen, get another card, just rinse and repeat. That's what you should be doing. Not to mention,
it's not tangible anymore. I like that. I like some tangibility, I guess.
You're a tangent guy. That's not the right
different word.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing is I shouldn't care about ATMs anymore because my bank reimburses ATM fees.
Yeah. See,
but I still can't, I refuse. Not only that, but Do Trader's overrated and I don't care. I'm going to shout it to the rooftops. I'm tired of paying a shit ton of money. I was going to choose a different word there, but whatever. It's the first cuss word we've had. I'm tired of paying a shit ton of money for like four slices of pizza. That's like thin, overcooked half the time. You know what I mean? No. Not to mention, I can go to Sawyer Brewery. Shout out to Sawyer. That does a really great wood fire pizzas and beer. And it's like insanely cheaper. And they take cards. So.
Definitely a conundrum. First world problem. First world conundrum.
First world problems. I know. I get upset at freaking cash only. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I tell you what. If it was easier to pay cash, like I was grocery shop this morning. There's one actual person checking out. I'm not feeding cash into a automatic checkout. Like they've basically made that a requirement, but I would pay a person cash.
Don't go to the self-checkouts, Todd.
There's only one non that's open. It's got a freaking huge line.
No. Yeah.
You don't have a choice anymore.
Did they give you a discount on your groceries because you did their job?
Of course not.
That's a shout out to an old episode. I think paying with your cash is almost inconvenient at this point because you have to make sure you have the right amount. Imagine your bill is $21. You pull out a 10 and a 9. You're like, ah, oh, dang it. Got to swipe the card. And I just wasted a couple seconds. Take out my hands are dirty.
Pulled out a 9.
Yeah. MP3, MP4, MP5. I can literally walk into, I think almost any store now and grab my friggin' Arnold Palmer, my bag of little chocolate donies, and touch my watch to the terminal, and I'm out the door.
No, but I never use touchless tap because nowhere ever has it working. The one time I'm like, ooh, I'm going to try it, it doesn't work. So I'm not on board with that.
Where'd you try it, though?
I don't remember. I'm going to keep a log of all the transactions I made.
It's probably like a mom and pop Salvation Army store. Where'd you go get groceries this morning?
Walmart.
They got it, dog. Just boop, you're out.
No, I'm not in. Count me out. By the way, I was behind a lady. Brandy and I were behind a lady at Lowe's buying flowers. Paid with a check. Wrote a check.
No, oh, that's even worse. She should literally be banned from the U.S.
I did have a conversation in line. I was like, I can't believe people even accept checks anymore.
I can't. I don't even know. Carly makes fun of me. I don't know how to fill out a check, Todd.
I have to write one a year.
I know where the number goes and where you write out like $337. I don't know what else goes where. You know what I mean? Like I don't ever use them. I almost guarantee up until a couple years ago when we switched from Wells Fargo, I still had checks that were from my address in Dubois.
I have some from Dubois.
Because I still use them.
I just cross the address out and write the right address.
Yeah. I think the only time I use checks, which thinking about it, I haven't had to in a couple of years, but when you're going to like give your check for a direct deposit, like here's a voided check.
Crazy.
Dude, checks are bottom of the barrel. Checks are so bad that even when people pay the exact change, I'd still prefer that over a check.
Oh yeah.
Like if they're like, you know what you should do sometime just to make the cashier super annoyed? Is pay with your card, but if it's like $25.82, get 82 cents out and then put the rest on the card. just see what they do. Just be like, I like round numbers. So that would drive them wild, I bet.
That'd be hilarious.
Because you could definitely do two forms of payment, but nobody ever expects it for 82 cents.
No, definitely not.
So, oh man, what a good time. The fact that we're still like carrying around wallets anyways is annoying to me. Like, just, I already got the chip in my shoulder. Just send me the software update via 5G where my driver's license could be attached. And all you got to do is just scan my shoulder and you got all of my information. It's just everything. Social security card, everything.
People used to write checks. I was just thinking about this. People used to write checks. So you got a $100 grocery bill, write a $100 check. Instead of writing a $100 check, you write 150 and they give you 50. Yeah. That's how you used to get cash before, before cards.
I'm blown away the fact that, hold on, I need to adjust this. I'm blown away by the fact that people used to balance a checkbook.
I know. I like learned how to do it when we first got like bank accounts and started to make money, but I pretty much stopped immediately.
Yeah, there's really no reason to. I mean, yeah, you should know where your money's going, but at the same time, like, you don't need to carry around a stupid, whatever those things are called, a ledger.
It's crazy.
Oh man, yeah.
So I got
what did I have on there.
I got a, what's that?
I was wondering what I had on the list. I can't remember.
Something about Tesla, but I want to tell you a quick story that I thought was pretty wild. It's about the Zamboni.
Okay.
So hard pivot from checks to Zambonis.
Okay.
Think about this. The Zamboni hasn't been around for very long. Obviously, the guy that made its name was Zamboni, but
okay.
At a certain point, hockey's been around for a long time. How the hell? I was trying to understand this. Before the Zamboni, like, ice would have been so terrible. It would have been like rough.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like playing hockey and trying to take a shot and there's like a huge like 3-inch like ramp that puck just goes up into the crowd?
I'm assuming they had like a manual way of doing it, right?
It was like shovels and like they dump water and squeegee. But like in hockey, they'd get to the point where they didn't have enough time to fix it between halves. So their ice would just be terrible. And it would be like covered in like snow, like ice shavings and ruts and stuff. So then they started adding periods between or during the game so they could try to get it better before this guy came along and invented this thing. It's pretty crazy, right?
I love watching Zamboni's work too, man.
But ice has got to be so perfect now. Like, it's just changed the game to me.
It reminds me a lot of like, just like athletes' expectations now, and like not even like professional, but like all the way down to the bottom. Like, we still go to gyms as a AA school for basketball that are covered in dirt, are rubber, are in a cafeteria instead of a gym. You know what I mean? Like, we still play in garbage gyms. And you, like, right off the top of my head, you have to remember Farson's gym. They're like auxiliary gym. Yeah, that thing. Same with Saratoga. They had like wrestling mats for their gym. All that good stuff. And so like, but now where I was going with that was like all the way down to like little kid basketball courts and hockey and all that stuff. Like, they're professional level. You know what I mean? Like, it's like so funny to me how like you'll see at a youth tournament, a dad walks out on the court and starts complaining to the person who owns the court or whatever, cause there's dirt on the floor. Like, just grow up, man. Like, that guy, I know that guy played on a dirt court at some time in his life.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. But either way, where I was going with it was, is like the amount of perfection you need to perform at such a high level for like hockey. And cause like turf, like NFL turf is like a science. You can go to Mitchell Tech here in South Dakota, Mitchell, South Dakota, home of the Corn Palace. You can go there and become a turfologist or whatever it's called. Like, you major in turf science.
That'd be crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. Cause it's like such a, it's like a calculated thing where if it's not right, athletes can get hurt. You don't get as many yards when you're running the ball. Like, you know, the ball doesn't bounce as well. You know what I mean? Like, there's just all these crazy factors. And then you got golf, which intentionally tries to make the course as bad as possible to make the game harder. You know what I mean? Like, oh, 99% of the balls land here. Boom, sand trap.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that, I think that's kind of funny. But
yeah.
Speaking of golf courses, I was talking to a kid, a golfer that's in my class. We were talking about Antelope Hills Golf Course, home of Todd and Joe, you know?
Yep.
So I went on their website, Todd.
They have one?
They do, and it's not bad. But there is something that is bad. Scroll through the photos that are on there, and I want you to look at the quality of the greens that they took in this photos. In these photos, it's like some sort of scramble tournament. There's, I kid you not, their greens look like they're playing in the rough. Like there's chunks of the greens taken out, and it's just like dirt. I don't know. Hopefully the course isn't dropping that low, but like you got to take better pictures of that when you're representing the course, you know.
Where are you seeing the pictures? What website are we on?
Antelope Hills. Hold on. Golf course. Dubois, Wyoming. Because there's also one in Prescott, Arizona. DuboisGolfClub.com. And then you're going to go to gallery. Let me see if I can find a quick picture. Yeah. This picture is perfect because I can't tell where the green is, and there's Joe Slaviak in the background. Shout out to Joe. I can't tell where the green is and where the fairway is.
All right. So I'm on the website. What'd you say, gallery? Yep,
gallery. And then the second photo has Joe Slaw in it.
I only have... Oh, it's changing.
Yeah. Do you see that photo?
Yep.
Like, look, like, is that the green that he's standing on?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, why is it so bad?
They had a period, yeah, where the greens, where they, like, lost them. And then, but they actually have, I've heard they've come back.
There's three photos in a row of Joe Slaw.
Yeah.
The face of the course.
Huh. They were pretty good when we were living there in high school.
Yeah, if you're gonna show your, there's a bunch of great pictures on there. If you're gonna show your greens though, like and like to get people to check out your course, like there's one where there's a ton of people watching this guy putt, and I kid you not, his ball is catching air as it's rolling, but he is in trouble because he's gonna hit a dirt patch on the green.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's a bad one for sure.
Yeah, so I just you know, I want them to be able to get better pictures. So
interesting.
Yeah,
it's hard to take good pictures when there are no good pictures or are no good looks.
Yeah, you just have to like paint a certain section of the green just to like paint it with green, and so just take a picture of it.
Yeah, I didn't even know this. I didn't even know this website existed.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if my house is in any of these pictures in the background. My old house.
Oh, I'm sure it is. The same kid, shout out to Josh, the golfer, but, we're going to buy a golf course together. He's worked at a golf course forever, as grounds, and I'm just, I'll drink all the beer and stuff. So we're going to pool our money together, and he's going to take care of the golf course, and I'm going to make sure the bar stays down. So
it's a good idea.
Yeah. So, well, Todd, I'm hoping you got a this or that this week.
I've got some,
okay.
They're a little random, so you're going to have to bear with me.
Yep.
Let me pull them up here. Do you have some as well?
I always got some.
Okay. So I don't believe we've done this, but so I'll start out with the few that I have that are this or that. Would you rather play these things? Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Water polo or regular polo?
Water polo. I've never been on a horse.
That's what I was wondering.
And yeah, and I'm like not terrified of them, but I've never been on a horse. And I can tread water like a son of a gun, Todd.
Well, then you'd be good.
I'm not muscular, so I definitely don't sink. I'm like literally a buoy that you see in the ocean that just floats in the middle of nowhere. That's what I'm shaped like. So I'm staying up all day long.
You just float.
Yeah.
Okay. Table tennis or regular tennis?
Table tennis.
I figured you'd say that. I like a good regular tennis as well. It's pretty fun.
I think I'm past tennis, Todd. I think the biggest court I'm going now is pickleball.
How big is that court? I don't know how big that is.
I don't know. it's undersized tennis, but overgrown table tennis. Like with doubles, you're not moving very much. You know what I mean? You're not, if any, you get a good wide stance in doubles and you're staying in your square, boom, it's all arm and wrist movement at that point.
You're
not really moving much.
So it's probably like, this is going to be one I had in a minute as well, but so it's like the same size as like badminton or something like that.
Probably even smaller, honestly. Decent length, but not a lot of width. Pickleball court compared to tennis court. Okay, so according to this, a tennis court is 78 feet long. A pickleball court is 44. So pickleball is like playing from the, you know, in tennis, like the line, I don't know what it's called, the inside line. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I follow you.
That's like line to line, but like the two middle line, inside lines. And then the width of a tennis court is 36, and the width of a pickleball is 20.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you're not moving much.
Okay. Not
moving much at all.
Okay, here's another one then. These ones I think you're going to have to move about the same, but volleyball or beach volleyball?
Volleyball.
I've only ever played beach volleyball once, and it's pretty damn fun. I don't know.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it's just way hard.
And regular volleyball is hard. I'm by no means talented at either. But the difference of like moving in sand compared to just like a flat court is insane. and then if you're playing like traditional beach volleyball, just it's two
people. Yeah,
it's two on two. I actually follow two brothers, Hawaiian brothers, channel on YouTube, and they play beach volleyball together. And it's cool to see, like, I don't know, just like the stuff they do on there, the technique and all the things that they have to do to play that at a high level. So.
Is beach volleyball? It's in the Olympics, right?
Yep, that's what their channel's kind of going through now, is qualifying and stuff like that. All the different people and all that. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I got another play one. Mini golf or disc golf?
Disc golf all day.
Ugh. Ugh.
You hate disc golf.
I hate it.
Is it because you can't throw a frisbee?
Oh, I can throw a frisbee. So
what about this?
Just don't call it golf. I'd be fine.
So what do you want to just arm? What about arm golf? Just arm golf.
Just call it like disc. I just don't understand why it's called golf. I just feel like.
Because it's the same. It's the same exact same concept as golf.
No, not even close. At least mini golf, you're putting in a hole.
Yeah, you're still aiming for a target or a hole. It still has to land technically in a basket, which a basket has a hole in it.
So does a basketball
hoop. So we could call it basket golf. I was going to make another joke, but it was borderline racist, so I won't. You're still counting. The strokes are still the same. Par is still the same.
No, it's not. It's not the same game.
It is the same.
We just attached it to it.
Well,
you could make basket golf and have five spots on the court that you got to make a shot, and however many shots it takes you to make, you're that many over par. That's not golf. Don't come at me with golf.
But there's also just like golf, there's drivers and there's irons and there's putters. There's also drivers, mid range, and putters.
I just think it was lazy to tie the golf thing to it. Come up with your own names.
But there's no reason not to call it golf, because there's nobody trademarked golf. You know what I mean?
I'm the opposite. I don't see a reason why it should have been tied to golf.
I think it's golf adjacent. I think it's perfect.
I'm not a fan.
They hold championships for it too, Todd.
Mm.
People are making tens of thousands of $1,000 to win a disc golf championship.
Dude, when I see a disc golf highlight on SportsCenter on Instagram, I just like spike my phone and go buy a new one.
I'm going to take you disc golfing and you're going to love it. And you're going to quit golfing because disc golf is the future.
Nope. Well, never. I'm never doing it.
You're telling me if Tiger Woods one day was like, I'm hanging up the clubs and I'm going to go play disc golf, you wouldn't be like, yeah, I'll give it a try.
Why don't we call it like something else though? Like the activity itself, I'm not opposed to. It's just, it got glommed on and it just feels lazy. And now I have an extreme prejudice against it.
So, but what about like, what's the soccer golf called?
I'm fine with that. You're kicking a ball on the ground towards a hole in the ground.
Okay, let's see the origin here. It was invented in the early 1900s in Canada. Playing a game of throwing tin lids into 4-foot wide circles drawn onto the sand. So the original version was exactly what you wanted it to be. Okay, so I want to know, like, disc golf, is there other names? There's got to be other names, right? Other names for disc golf. Here we go. Frisbee golf.
Yeah.
Perfect. Frisbee being a trademark of the Whammo toy company. Okay. And then Frolf. What about Frolf? That's a completely different name.
It's worse. It's just like basketball. Let's just call it basket disc. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Sure.
I don't know.
What about this person used to call it Frisket because you're throwing a Frisbee at a basket.
I'm fine with that. Frisket. That's better than any of them with the golf name.
But that's offensive to briskets everywhere.
That's true.
Frizz golf, chain, I don't know how to say that one. spin some platter. How about hippie golf?
Mm-mm.
Still got golf in it. Frisket, frolf.
It's lazy. Be better.
I think.
Be better, people.
I think it's good. You know, I think that'd be all right.
And it's late. It's just lazy to me. Like, you're just not willing to dedicate enough time to actually get good at real golf.
I would say that Frisbee golf is hard. No, I'm just kidding. Just trigger you off the planet. That's funny. All right, what else you got?
Okay, non-activity related one. Random one, because I'll tell you why after. But do you prefer, for footwear, flip-flops or slides?
Flip-flops.
Okay, good. We would have to end the podcast.
Yeah, slides are... I don't own a pair of slides anymore, but I went through a phase where I had more slides than I had actual shoes. just because, you know, you throw on the slides, you go up to half acre, you play ball for a couple hours, throw the slides back on, you know. But now I can't stand slides. I just think they look so like trashy.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Brandon and I had this conversation actually with my brother-in-law, but I had to buy new flip-flops yesterday. I had a pair that finally gave up. The toe hold broke off the shoe, so.
I recommend you get some Dudes.
I got Reefs. That's all I could find.
Okay. That works.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much, I think, everything else we've covered in the other ones. I was trying to come up with some more, but what do you got? You got any?
Yeah. On that topic, I guess, do you like, so what's your go-to summer shoe? It's not really a this or that, but what's your go-to summer shoe?
I'm going to tell you right now, I wear a lot of different footwear on a daily basis. So yeah. I'll wear Dude shoes in the morning at home. I'll throw on, depending on what I'm doing for work, it'll either be a dress shoe or just a decent looking tennis shoe that looks good with business casual. And then I'll put on the flip-flops in the evening. Or if it's the weekend and I'm working outside, I got a pair of like outdoor, like mowing shoes. I got work boots. Man, I can cover some ground.
Would you rather wear slides or Crocs?
Oh, I don't know. Probably slides.
Really? That's not what I would guess. I would go Crocs. You got casual mode and you got sport mode. You can do anything in those. You can do anything in those.
I just
slides, like, guarantee you're gonna walk at some point and the front of it's gonna catch and you're just gonna go down.
Yeah, it's better than wearing Crocs.
It also depends, though. It also depends on your feet, though. Like, if you got decent feet, like a sandal or a slide is acceptable. But if you got busted feet, you got to put them in a Croc.
Man, I'm not I don't know. That's a tough one. That's a good one because those are both tough to pick between.
They're both awful, yeah. Would you rather, or I guess, would you rather this or that? Would you rather have no arms or no legs?
Tough one. Probably no legs.
So, yeah. Just get huge Joe Swanson from Family Guy arms.
Yeah.
I think the only reason I wonder about this is because if you were to have no legs and you got like robotic prosthetics, I guess, would you technically be able to squat anything?
Maybe. Yeah.
Like if your legs had like hydraulics attached to it, could you literally just squat whatever you wanted?
Probably. It's whatever your upper body could support.
Yeah, that's true. Your spine would have to. But so in that case, I'd almost want to have arms. No arms. And I'd be like Jax from Mortal Kombat. Because then I could just like, I could like be gentle with them and everything. But then at the same time, I could bench press 850.
Yeah.
Because then there's really nothing that your body has to hold up on. It's just all held up by the metal arms or the robot arms.
It's true. But I think we're closer to making robotic legs than we are robotic arms, if I had to guess.
I think we're pretty close to growing actual legs and just attaching them.
Probably.
just a leg farm. Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, it sounds weird to be like, I'd rather have no legs, but I think no arms would be hard. That'd be really hard. But I'm sure having no legs is not easy either. So
right.
Not trying to sound insensitive to people without legs, but.
Yeah, for sure.
If there was, so. I'm trying to think. Would you rather only have one genre of music forever or no music at all?
Oh, definitely one genre.
Now that genre has to be blues.
I'm fine with that.
Really? Any genre you'd be fine with?
Yeah. Rather than none.
Any genre, Todd.
I still get to pick if it's on or not, right?
No, like you're at this big giant table that has a button with one genre or a button with no music, and whatever one you hit, this just random Wheel of Fortune looking thing starts spinning, and then it lands on a random freaking genre that for the rest of the time, that's the only genre of music.
But is it playing all the time? Or can I like turn it off?
It's pretty much always playing quietly. Mm. It just keeps making it worse.
That's tough.
It's just like, it's always in the background. No, like you could turn it off whenever you wanted.
Yeah, then I'd be fine with any genre. If it's on all the time, oof, you might have to go with no music.
Because if it's a genre you don't like, then you might as well just not have music.
I know.
Because if it's like screaming metal, I'm telling you right now, you're never turning it on. And so you might as well just not have music.
Yep.
What if it's just sound effects of a frisbee golf tournament and just like the frisbee hitting the chains? That's the only sound you hear for the rest of your life.
I would not choose either one, and I would murder everybody in the room for putting that option in front of me.
This or that, ketchup or mustard?
Ooh boy, I'm gonna go mustard.
Yeah, you gotta go mustard. Mustard's versatile,
got a lot of range. Yep.
Yeah. Ketchup is just sugar tomatoes. Speaking of condiments, though, so I don't know where you stand on Miracle Whip versus mayonnaise. Hopefully it's not Team Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip is definitely for terrorists.
So speaking of that, our fridge broke, we went and had to buy a bunch more condiments and stuff, like only the cream-based stuff. We kept like a lot of the hot sauces and all that. I went to Walmart and I grabbed all the stuff we needed, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, all that stuff. Came back, I had Miracle Whip instead.
Ugh.
And the thing that sucked is that I had a recipe that I was making at the time. Like I, just start putting it all together, reach in the fridge to grab the mayonnaise. We were making club sandwiches and I don't know why I made that sound like it was a recipe. I was stacking meat on bread. I reached in the fridge and we had Miracle Whip, and so Carly didn't care. But I was like, I gotta put something on there. I need some sort of liquid on there, you know. You don't want just a dry sandwich. It wasn't bad, Todd. It wasn't horrible. Like it's not my go-to by any means. But I will say this. The other day, I made buffalo chicken grilled cheese sandwiches. And we got nice bread for it and everything. Didn't have butter. Son of a gun, we didn't have butter. So what I did is I did the age-old Southern-style grilled cheese where you just slather mayonnaise on there instead of butter.
Makes a better – it actually toasts better than that, but it doesn't taste as good as butter. We've been doing this. Brandy's been making grilled cheeses frequently.
Yeah, but I will say the cover – I appreciate the coverage more than the butter taste. You know what I'm saying? Because I like a nice edge-to-edge brown where butter seems to just like do its thing wherever you want it, you know? But with that being said, the grilled cheese didn't turn out great because my oven started falling apart. Like my one burner, when it's on low, is just on full blast. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's weird.
So the first, like I'm trying to make grilled cheese and I like set it down and instantly start smoking. And I was like, what the heck's going on? It's on low. I flip it. It's burnt like instantly. And then the insides aren't melted and warm. Gosh, dang it, Todd. So that kind of sucked. But yeah, use mayonnaise out there, people, for your freaking... use garlic mayonnaise if you're feeling really froggy. Get some, dice up some, or get some of the diced garlic, mix it in with the mayonnaise, spread that on the outside of a thing. Garlic mayonnaise. Oh my god.
I know.
So
god, dude, that's the age old debate that I've had since I was in middle school, but Miracle Whip to me is maybe one of the grossest things out there.
Really?
It just repulses me.
There's definitely worse, but I'll let you have it, you know.
Not much worse. Not much.
Miracle Whip or disc golf?
Burn the world to the ground.
Just end it.
I guarantee anybody that plays disc golf prefers Miracle Whip. Let's just put it at that.
To be honest, I didn't know that Miracle Whip was a thing until like college.
What?
Because like all my buddies and stuff, we always were mayonnaise kids. Because I remember like going, I think John did the same thing as me once where we went grocery shopping at the apartment and he got one of those like little squeezable things of mayonnaise and it was Miracle Whip.
Yeah. It's like sweet and gross. Yeah.
Well, do you like aioli?
I do.
It's because some aiolis can be sweet.
Yeah, but it's in a different application, I guess. It's just like saying Cool Whip versus whipped cream.
Cool Whip's way better, but
oh no, it is not.
Because whipped cream is just that's just being like, oh, I'm just gonna grab a whisk and whisk my heavy cream that I have in the fridge. It's like, no, put some sweet in there, Dodd.
I have this, Brandon and I have this argument a lot because Cool Whip, it does taste okay, but I know that it's literally just made of chemical processed garbage, and I can just whip up actual heavy cream and I'll actually enjoy that way more. And I think that way about a lot of things. Like, I think that way about cereal. And Brandy was arguing with me the other day about it. She's like, you like cereal? And I was like, no, I don't.
I'm worried that you guys are arguing about Cool Whips as much as you made it sound.
No, we argue about cereal.
Okay. But, see, here's the thing, Todd. I love a good homemade anything. I don't want to make it myself. Okay, now, whipped cream is not that hard to make. Especially if you got a friggin' a mixer. My problem with it is, and I'm talking about one specific person here, but I'm not going to say who they are. And I know they don't listen to the podcast. The problem is that this person was either homemade or they wanted to be in the grave. And it gave them this weird sense of entitlement that I do everything homemade and that you eat processed bullshit that literally made me despise them. And now I can't stand people that only do homemade, not like saying whipped cream. It's a completely different thing because you just literally whip the cream until it's whipped. But you know, people will be like, oh, we don't even buy bread anymore. We just make it in the oven every day. I'm like, yes, I love homemade bread, but bitch, you don't need to freaking act like you're cooler than everybody that just buys bread at the store. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
To the point where we had homemade mayonnaise, Todd. We didn't buy mayonnaise.
I would love to try that someday, but yeah, that's just too much work. You can go buy really good mayonnaise, like that's made with without soybean oil, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and it tastes better. We buy some of that Primal mayo. It's expensive, but you just do your thing.
And I can't argue about chemicals and stuff because I literally eat the worst items. Like if I were to go fully like natural, organic, chemical free food, like at some point I'm going to eat something that has chemicals in it, and it just like makes me a hypocrite. So
yeah, but it's just a matter of like, I do that, but I just try my hardest to stay away from that kind of stuff when I can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it'd be all right. Just get the vaccine. Then you can eat all the chemicals you want. it's a chemical blocker. But yeah, I do agree that Miracle Whip's definitely not the best. But I'm also like fat, so I'll eat anything. Like if it was down to the wire and I had to eat mayonnaise or Miracle Whip, like I'm probably going to do Miracle Whip because the sweetness isn't going to be so hard to choke down. No. Like if the last thing on earth you had to eat was a tub of mayonnaise or a tub of Miracle Whip, I'm eating the Miracle Whip first because I could see the mayonnaise as being a nice delicate dessert afterwards, like a treat after eating the Miracle Whip.
In that scenario, you're way, way better off with mayo because it has way more energy per gram, more fat.
Do you ever, when you get like multiple things, I don't know how to describe this without sounding incredibly fat. So let's say you get four tacos, you get two hard and two soft. Okay. Walk me through how Todd consumes those tacos, those four tacos.
Yeah. If there are two hard ones and two soft ones.
Yep.
Oh man. A lot of variables go into play here, but
they do. Yeah.
I'm going to make some assumptions that, that the whatever meat I'm using is not going to be too liquidy. I'd eat the hard ones first because I like soft shell tacos more.
Okay. That's kind of how I go too. I usually save the things I like the most for last.
Yeah, me too.
But I will say there is something nice, especially when you have that big a contrast between a hard and a soft, to alternate, but always end on the one you like the most.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So hard, soft, hard, soft. Yeah.
Speaking of a weird, like what you do things in order, I don't know if we've definitely not talked about it on the podcast, but I saw something the other day it's been a while ago, but it was like people that put their shoes on sock, shoe are psychopaths. Yeah. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, do I put both socks on and then shoes or how do I do it? And for the most part, I did put both socks on and then go pick a pair of shoes. But then once I noticed it, I was like, yeah, screw it. If I have my shoes and my socks, I'll do one at a time just to see how it feels.
That's weird.
What do you do?
Double sock and double shoe.
Okay.
But I'm also at the point too where like my shoes, because it's like hard to find new shoes, and being like in my profession and then in the summers and stuff, like I don't wear dress shoes and all that stuff. I should, but I don't. I tend to find myself just like wearing the same shoe every single day. And then I start getting lazy and I just don't tie them. So I'm just slipping them on. And then the shoe just gets blown out. And then I don't even put the shoe on properly. I'll just like squish down the back and wear them like slip-ons.
I don't tie. Once I get mine tied at the right level, I'd never untie them.
Yeah.
I can get them on. I can pull my heel through and then they're fine.
Nothing's worse than you're tying your shoes and you got them at the right thing, but then one comes untied and you tie it too tight and then like your left is way off than your right.
And your foot's like going to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could step my shoe game up more, but dude, there's just not very many options.
That's true.
For a size 16 out there.
That's true.
Anything that's good anyways. I could go buy some New Balance or Nike Air Up Tempos or whatever dad shoes that I want to get, but I haven't quite got to that level of life yet. So
that's fair.
Yeah. So yeah. Anything else you got, Todd?
You had something on there about a Tesla. I wanted to make sure we talked about that.
Oh, it was just kind of a current thing with gas prices going up that buying a Tesla is like the perfect time to do it right now. Like I'm surprised people are panic. They're panic buying toilet paper. Now they're panic buying gasoline. I'm surprised people aren't panic buying Teslas. Because when toilet paper was going out, the bidet industry, big bidet, was actually like selling out of everything.
Oh, really?
Because people were like, we even looked into it. It's like, I'm going to install this like home bidet kit so I don't have to rely on toilet paper so much. And now they're thriving. And now I'm surprised people weren't panic buying electric cars.
It's because they're not ready.
Well, the Tesla's perfect, but.
Let's have a race. I'll race you 300 miles and we'll see who wins.
I think the Tesla's got you all day.
No, you die at 250.
No. Okay, are we going your car versus the plaid model Tesla?
It doesn't matter.
That's pretty equivalent.
Oh, that plaid would be way faster, like in a straight line, like off, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Like I totally admitted that at a certain point, if they can make a electric car, I love the tech. I love all that, but you can't get one that has more than 280 mile range. And once they do come out, it's going to cost $120,000.
Dude, the Tesla freaking, I think it's the Model 3. You get the long range edition. I think that's like 500 miles.
I don't think so.
Let me look. I got it up right here. So 353 for the standard model. Oh, 263 for the long range. 353. 145 miles an hour, 4.20 to 60, and that's like the Model 3. So like, if you're racing, if you start at the Wyoming border and you drive across South Dakota because it's super straight and boring. I think your car runs out of gas before the Tesla runs out of it, electric. Racing to empty.
That's fine because I'll just roll into a gas station.
But there's so many. There's like a charge station everywhere now.
I'm not sold.
Tesla charge stations. I'm gonna look in Wyoming because Wyoming is literally like the last place that's ever gonna want one. There's one in Lusk, of all random places. Gillette, Lusk, Casper, Cheyenne, Laramie, Rawlins, Sheridan, Evansville, Jackson, Riverton, Douglas, Evanston, Wheatland, Rock Springs. Yeah, you get the gist. The one place that I would never be a part of electric would be North Dakota and Wyoming. And they got Tesla chargers coming out your ass there.
Yep.
So, but I will give you this. No, because you can easily get from Riverton to anywhere in the state on one tank or one electric charge. Because there's just none, no Thermop, Worland, Cody, Yellowstone, Dubois. Like you're just kind of screwed if you're doing that big loop. But but you could just plug it into a wall.
So I'm looking right here. So. The Model 3 that you're talking about with the long range pack.
Yeah.
Not even the performance, just the long range pack.
Yep.
You got to have full self-driving, right? If you're going to buy a Tesla, yeah, you got to have it. 57,000.
That's not bad. That's cheaper than a truck right now.
Well, yeah, everything's insanely overpriced, but like that's still too much for me to be able to go. Let's just say I'm good with 350. I'm good with 350, yeah. But then I got what? I don't know what to. I know that they've made a lot of improvements, but you're still got a couple hours until you can go anywhere again.
I don't know. They actually have come out with the mobile charging packs. I don't know if you've seen anything on those. Uh-uh. You can buy it, and it's like, I don't know what the cost is, but you can charge it separately. And then say you're on the road and you need like an extra hour or two, you just like pull off on the side of the road or like hook it up to your car. And I think it actually like attaches so you don't even have to stop. And it gives you like another hour or two of driving.
That's weird.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
The Model S is 412 for the long range, but that's 74,000. Model X.
Dude, Model X's are insanely expensive.
Yeah, they're 2.5 seconds for a SUV, basically. A crossover, I guess. 360 for the long range on that one. That one's 84,000. But that thing, yeah, I thought that's the one I'd get.
So we talked about this before. Like I like vehicles because I think they're cool. I don't really view them as a tool in my day-to-day life, although, you know, they are, but I view them a lot more than that. I love the thought of the features that come with a Tesla as a tool, but it falls apart for me because it's impractical. So that's where I struggle with it. Like, if money was no object, I would love to have one to run around town. But when it costs three times as much as something that can do the same thing that I need it to, I just can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
The Model S Plaid Plus, $145,000.
Mm-hmm.
520 plus mile range, 200 mile top speed in less than 2 seconds, 0 to 60. That's a Todd car if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, if it was 50,
over 1,000 horsepower.
If it was 50 grand or less, not 150.
Well, this is a Tesla, Todd. You pay for the high quality, you know? Either way, let's you get your car. I'll get a Tesla just for this experiment, and we'll drive till empty and see who gets further.
That's not a very good test.
It's the best test. They did it on Top Gear. It's the best test.
Well, I'll be heavier. Anyways, yeah. I'll be heavier in the pocket. I'll have more money in my pocket still than you will.
I'll be heavier in the car, though.
That's true.
Yep. Well, I don't think I got anything else, Todd.
No, me neither, man.
Another good Sunday. Getting done early, feels like. Which is always nice. Got a whole day ahead of us. Probably go on the walk and all that stuff and maybe see what Taco John's has on the menu for today. You got any recs this week? I recommended the Burger King chicken sandwich.
the ocean water.
Oh yeah.
That's
a Sonic.
That's what I was going to say. If you haven't tried it, it's definitely worth a shot. Plus they have really good ice.
They do have some of the best ice. I wish my fridge made that ice. That'd be dope. But yeah, food recs this week. So go check out your local Sonic and Burger King. I wish, dude, imagine if we were sponsored by like just even Burger King. Like we wouldn't even have to eat it. We could just be like, yeah, shout out to Burger King for sponsoring this week's episode. Mm-hmm. That'd be dope. The crazy thing I heard the other day is like how long Rogan did his podcast before he made any money on it.
Oh, I bet it was a long time. Yeah.
It was like 5+ years because he was like early on, like when Ustream was a thing and him and Red Band would just like sit in their hotel room with their phones and record. So
some of those were hilarious.
Oh yeah. So we got 4 more years to go.
That's fine with me.
So we start making. Yep. So yeah. Thanks everybody again for listening to the show and hopefully this is another good one. We'll be back next week with more randomness and arguing over really, really stupid stuff. So Todd, as always, it's good talking to you and hopefully you have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you too, man.
Everybody else out there, have a good day. Carry some momentum into the week. Shout out to you guys for showing up every day.